Watch, anti-Israel protesters try to storm White House, demand destruction of Israel. By Joel B. Polag on November 4, 2023. A group of anti-Israel protesters who participated in a large demonstration Saturday in Washington, D.C., attempted to storm the White House and chanted slogans such as Allahu Akbar while calling for the destruction of Israel in favor of a Palestinian state. Hashtag breaking. Pro-Palestinian protesters are now climbing up the on the White House fence as they throw objects at the Secret Service 00#Washington. Hashtag DC00 currently, thousands of pro-Palestine supporters have gathered at the White House after today's large march against U.S. pic.twitter.com/dnvjr6bjxc. RAWSALERTS, at Ross Alerts, November 5, 2023. I deleted an earlier post. This protest chant was, "We don't want two states, we want 48. pic.twitter.com/cls6newift. Stephen Nelson, at Stephen Nelson 10, November 5, 2023. As Breitbart News reported, tens of thousands of protesters descended on the nation's capital to demand a ceasefire in the war that Hamas started October 7 when it launched a terror attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people. Most of them innocent civilians. Saturday's protesters chanted Free Palestine and From the River to the Sea Palestine will be free as they called for ceasefire in Gaza and a stop to Israeli aid from the U.S. The protesters then moved down a few blocks, where they stood in front of the White House and shouted, "Guilty," while waving signs portraying President Joe Biden as a clown with the words "Genocide Joe," and other signs calling Biden a child murderer. Both Free Palestine and From the River to the Sea Palestine will be free imply the destruction of Israel and the genocide of its nearly 10 million Israeli inhabitants, as suggested by the Hamas attack. There were reports of protesters desecrating and vandalizing war memorials in the vicinity of the White House as well. Washington, D.C. Pro-Palestine protesters have defaced and vandalized multiple statues near the White House. pic.twitter.com/lpqrmhwstk. Wid Lyman, at Wid_Lyman, November 5, 2023. The group that shook the White House fences also recalled the Black Lives Matter riots of May 2020, when rioters tried to storm the White House, assaulted journalists, and threw projectiles at law enforcement officers, injuring dozens of them and forcing the Secret Service to move then-President Donald Trump into a secure bunker, for which then-candidate Joe Biden mocked him. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, noted the deferential way pro-Palestinian protesters had been treated, as opposed to conservatives. If these were Republicans, they'd have been shot by now. Mike Lee, at Based Mike Lee, November 5, 2023. Protesters also yelled obscenities about the president, whom they resent for backing Israel's war effort against Hamas terrorists. Editors note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.